Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Sunday. I hope everyone is doing well. My name is Chris. I'm coming to you today, and I want to talk a little bit about my very great-grandfather, I believe. And the subject today is going to be examining Raleigh Dorton DNA evidence and what is it telling us. The Dorton line of my family on genealogy is a unique line. It's been a challenging line. Because it really dead end. It seems like my Dorton ancestors, Raleigh Dorton kids, children for the most part did not have a lot of kids, and their kids didn't, for some reason, did not have a lot of kids. So my immediate Dorton line is very limited. It's not one of those expensive family trees that branch out, and we have thousands of descendants that descends, hundreds that descends for family reunions. The Dorton line is a really, my immediate Dorton line is a really small line, and it's something that has intrigued me for years. It's something that I continue to research and try to make the connection, try to find Raleigh Dorton, other descendants, brothers and sisters of Raleigh Dorton. To this day, I have not been successful. I continue to try. There's a number of theories out there. DNA is happening, that DNA is shedding some light on Raleigh Dorton and that Dorton line. A lot of times what happens with genealogy and African-American genealogy, we get caught up in a surname, the last name, and sometimes we get caught up with the myths of genealogy and history, that the slave upon emancipation, upon freedom, took the name of the master, of their last master, and that is their family surname. So sometimes people new into genealogy get the notion that they can trace their African American ancestry back to their slave holder by the surname, and that's not necessarily the case. In fact, that's probably is not the norm. I think Raleigh Dorton is one of the instances that demonstrates that clearly. My research and what I have began to see and sort of hypothesize is that Raleigh Dorton, that Dorton surname, may not be attached to maybe a name that, as so many African Americans upon emancipation or thereabout, may not be related to the owner or Raleigh Dorton slave owner. I'm continuing to research this as new evidence, as new documents come out. I try to keep my family members abreast on a family page that we have on Facebook. But over the years, we have Raleigh Dorton, we have gathered a lot of what in the genealogical community is a paper trail, and the paper trail is a really conclusive paper trail. It has been exhaustive research. It has been used the genealogical proof method. So I'm pretty confident with the paper trail document of Raleigh Dorton. Now, what's vexing and perplexing about Raleigh Dorton, he lived in a community, present-day Lake Grange there about Mosley Hall for a number of years, for the majority of his life. He lived in Mosley Hall. But one of the earliest documents that I have with Raleigh Darden that is really a gold mine is his marriage license, and it's in Duplin County. Duplin County has excellent genealogical records and they register deeds. And Raleigh Darden marriage is recorded. That his date of marriage was February 13, 1870. And on the marriage, the groom is listed as Rolly Darden. So that's the first instance that I see that Darden's surname really is his marriage license. That's once again was dated to marriage date 2/13/1870. So it's a few years after slavery. And his wife is listed as Diana Outlaw. That corresponds with not only our oral history in the family, but it's also confirmed on this paper document. But the interesting thing about the document also is, and a marriage license is a primary source document. I went over that in some earlier blog talk radio cast concerning researching methods in genealogy. But a primary source document is really a document that individual is alive at that time, and they is providing the information that is going on that particular document. So this marriage license also lists Raleigh Darden's father, and his name is listed on the marriage license as Sam Stevens. Now, in other documents, Raleigh Darden's father is listed as not Sam Stevens, but on this primary document, Raleigh Darden, on 2/13/1870, lists his father as Sam Stevens. The groom mother is listed as Chloe Darden. So once again, I'm seeing that Darden surname. So the Darden surname, for practical purposes, with Raleigh Darden goes actually on the paper trail aspect of it, goes back really far, considering African American research. Raleigh Darden was born, I think, about 1833. So here he's listing his mother's surname also as Chloe Darden. And his wife's parents is listed as Linda Rouse. And there's no father listed for Diana. So that's one of the first aspects and the earliest documents that I have of that Darden surname. Now, what's interesting and what's been perplexing with Raleigh Darden, several of my cousins and myself have taken this direct descendants of Raleigh Darden have taken ancestry DNA for one. A couple of us have uploaded our ancestry DNA results to a site called GEDmatch that we can actually compare our DNA with other users from other DNA databases that's not only connected with ancestry. And what I've noticed and what's perplexing also, when I start looking, I don't really see other Darden, that surname, popping up with other members, that individuals that have that Darden surname that have taken the test, like I generally see with other members of my other lines of my family genealogy that have taken the DNA test. I see the Williams, which is my maternal grandmother, maternal line pops up, as I see other Williams, that surname, which is a common surname, that pops up. But my hypothesis was that when I took the DNA test that I would see more of a Darden surname connection pop up, taking into account that the information, Raleigh Darden, that surname does go back several generations, and it's documented. We have Chloe, his mother, documented with a surname as Darden. And but I didn't see that. That perplexed me, and I was looking, and I was thinking, and several things that came in mind that could have could be going on with that. And it's a number of things that's not unique to Raleigh Darden, but it's commonplace in genealogy. But when I saw the marriage license, and I saw that his mother. Surname was also Darden. That perplexed me a little bit because I thought that the Darden line name surnames would pop up amongst the other relatives and myself that have taken the ancestry test with other Dardens. And actually, if in ancestry you can go in and you can type the surname in and see what matches pop up. If I type Darden in my, if I type Darden in my ancestry DNA search, maybe one or two Dardens pop up. And interesting, that's on my paternal online. They and it's not connected with Raleigh Darden in any way. It's not connected with any of his descendants. The same with my daughter. Same with. Another cousin, direct descendant of Raleigh Darden. We just do not see a connection with the Darden surname in that realm of in that aspect popping up. Now, what we do see with Raleigh Darden, and what is clear from Raleigh Darden, is that we see a lot of matches that comes from Columbus and Bladen County. And Raleigh Darden, on his death certificate, his birth county was listed as Sampson County, which is interesting. Sampson County, Bladen County, and Columbus County, it's all in a general area. So what DNA is telling me, because then I can not try to make it complex, but very simple, the type of DNA test that I have taken and other family members have taken is what you call an autosomal DNA test. And what that is that they basically take the DNA in, from your paternal line and your maternal line, and you get those matches. So then when you're trying to analyze what line it's coming from, if you haven't directly tested your parents, fortunately, my mother has taken the DNA test, so I can go through and look and compare and see which is coming from my paternal line and which is coming from my maternal line. And then my other cousins that I've taken a test with, for is like the Williams line and the Shackelford line, I can look and see whatever common and whatever shared DNA matches are, and I can exclude those and sort of start to pick out and start getting that Darden line, the matches that is unidentified that we know are, that could be Darden descendants or shared DNA with me on that Darden line. And interesting, those matches have a strong component geographical area to Sampson, Bladen, and Columbus County. So what DNA is telling me is that I need to focus, or going back and trying to draw that connection and find out Raleigh Darden and his descendants' early history beyond, because Raleigh Darden, our family, believe it or not, even though it's not extensive, it's not one of the branches, like my William branch is huge for his current cousins, distant cousins. Our paternal line is huge, for as distant cousins and recent cousins. The Darden line is not huge, but the Darden line actually has some of the best documented genealogical paper trail information that has been verified. Like I said, we have an 1870 marriage license for Riley Darden that actually lists his mother and father from him. So with that being said, what the DNA is telling us as far as Riley Darden, and some of the area that we really need to look at and focus on is that we need to look and focus in that Bladen and Columbus County area to see if we can find more information that can lead us and tell us more information about Riley Darden and his descendants. I look forward to continuing to try and get that information. I continue to look forward to try and home in on that geographical area and look at other ancestors and other DNA connections that tell us more information concerning Riley Darden and his descendants. As I mentioned before, it is a ton of information. Riley Darden actually, paper-wise, is well documented. Never was able to attain yet an 1870 census. That's the immediate census taken of African Americans after slavery. The first census that Riley Darden appears in is the 1880 census. And in 1880, Riley Darden actually was living in Mosley Hall, which is present-day Lake Grange, and he was living with his wife, Diana Outlaw. And the census, he had Callie Darden, which is my great-grandfather, and he had a Nora Darden in the household in 1880. And he appears also in the 1900 census. He appears in the 1910 census, and he appears in the 1920 census. So, census-wise, paper trail, living in Mosley Hall, he appears. The last census that he appears in is before his death is the 1920 census. And he was living with his wife, Diana Darden, in Mosley Hall. We have a death certificate for Riley Darden. And the death certificate was filled out by my great-grandfather, Kelly Darden, provided the information, the biographical information on the death certificate. He brought Kelly was the informant for that death certificate. And when you look at the death certificate, the cause of death was tuberculosis. Kelly lists his birth county as Sampson County. Name of father is Sam McCor. You can't do handwriting. I think it's McCor listed, and he lists his mother as Clara. It's spelled Clara, but I think it's Chloe as the marriage license. So interesting. Callie had a lot of the information that appeared on the marriage license also. So that tells me that information is accurate. It tells me that Riley Darden passed on that information to his son. So Riley Darden is actually very well, that aspect is very well documented. Riley Darden had his documented kids was Callie Darden, born about 1875. Nora Darden, which I have no other information. I think other than that 1880 census. So that individual, she may have died in between the last the 1880 census and the of course the 1890 census was largely destroyed, so she wouldn't be in the 1890 census and the 1900 census. We have Randolph Darden, born 1887 and died in 1973. Julius Darden, born 1889 and died 1942. And we have Essie Darden, born 1892 and died in 1936. All those kids except Nora Darden, we have documents and a documented paper trail with them, with death certificates and everything. Randolph Darden had several kids. He also lived and resided in the LaGrange area of Lenoir County, Mosley Hall. Randolph is well documented. He had several kids. A lot of them died young. And he had Lawrence Darden, born 1916, died 1996. He had James Darden, born 1917, died 1984. Interesting, Lawrence and James, I actually, as a child, I actually remember them. I actually knew them. My grandmother used to visit them in a nursing home on Lenoir Street in Kinston, and she would take me. So I remember Lawrence and James, interestingly. Hattie Darden, born 1920, died 1920 as a baby. Baby Darden, no name given, death certificate, born 1921, I guess was still born and died 1921. Simeon Darden, born 1921. I have no other information on, no death certificate information or any other census information on Simeon. Murphy Darden is the individual, may be a descendant that may have kids out there. Murphy Darden was born in 1921. Murphy Darden enlisted and I believe went into the Navy. I think Murphy Darden ended up in Florida. I've been researching and trying to get other information on Murphy Darden. He is a descendant that I haven't been able to piece together and rule out what happened since he left Lenoir County and enlisted in this service. I do see him on the muster rolls on a ship in the Navy. I do believe that he lived in the Miami area of Florida. I think it's a death certificate out there in Florida with Murphy Darden. I have to attain that death certificate and look at it and see can I find any information concerning if Murphy Darden had any descendants, or confirm that the information, the preliminary information that I have on Murphy Darden is correct. But I just wanted to just highlight to my Darden family and that DNA is pointing us to direction with the Darden line that we continue need to explore and see where it leads us with respect to Raleigh Darden and the Darden line. I have made connections with other Darden descendants. Interestingly, it's a Darden line that resided in LaGrange for years. That resided in LaGrange for years. That is that I have made a connection with, but I haven't been able to confirm if they directly connected to our Raleigh Darden. Now, the Darden line is an easy, fairly easy line historically to trace, particularly with the European Dardens. They came in around the Isles of Wight, Virginia, and they migrated southerly through the southern states, and you can see that migration pattern. And they started buying land or getting land grants and starting to attain slaves as they migrated further and further south. It's well documented history. It's easy to trace. I can following that pattern. I would suggest that it's interesting, and that's what's perplexing, that I don't see a connection for surname wise with other African American Dardens that may be related to Raleigh Darden. So I'm trying to hammer that out. I continue to look at documents. I continue to look at the DNA and see where the DNA is taking us. But it's an interesting possibilities. It's enlightening possibilities that's going on. I think as more people take DNA tests and as the ancestry database become larger and other DNA databases become larger, that would even help us shed even more light into Raleigh Darden. I want to go over probably another episode some theories, some hypotheses that I have developed that's going on that I'm trying to test, trying to rule out, and with Raleigh Darden. It's very interesting theories and things that I'm thinking may be going on with that Darden line. So I will definitely, in the near future, do a Blog Talk Radio episode on just the theories and how I came about those theories and what documents and what DNA evidence had led me to those theories. I would like to thank you for taking this opportunity to listen. I would like to thank you for all that you do for the family. I would like to thank everyone that has a connection to the Darden line to keep providing information, to keep sharing information, to stay active on the family Facebook page, to share information, stay connected. Our family history is valuable. Our family legacy is valuable. Everything that we have done, everything that we have came over the years through slavery, persevering to this present day, to things that's going on in the world today. We have done a lot. We have a lot to be proud of. Continue to hold your head up. Continue to keep your family members in your heart and your prayers. I love you. Thank you, and have a blessed day.